Tim Walz praises young children as stars of the Walz for Governor Pride Parade. By Hannah Knudsen on August 8, 2024. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, once praised young children as stars of the Walz for Governor Pride Parade, making the remark during his campaign for governor in 2017. In June 2017, during his campaign for governor, Walz posted a video of children walking in the Walz for Governor Pride Parade, some of whom were wearing rainbow-colored skirts as well as shirts spelling out his name, Walz, making the color of the LGBTQ+ rainbow flag. Let's be honest, these were the real stars of the Walz for Governor Pride Parade unit this Sunday, Walz said, proudly sharing the video of innocent children participating in a political LGBTQ+ event. Watch video. This should come to no surprise, given Walz's open support of LGBTQ+ causes and the fact that drag queen Tomi St. James performed in the Capitol Rotunda in 2023 on Trans Day of Visibility under his leadership. According to reports, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, DMN, was there. Walz also has a history of dismissing concerns of the corporate LGBTQ+ push, suggesting that concerns over this is insane. As Breitbart News detailed, Walz made the remark in 2023 in reaction to criticisms from South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, R., who said in an interview days prior that conservatives should think twice about shopping at Target following revelations that the store donated to the NDN Collective, a group seeking to remove Mount Rushmore, deeming it an international symbol of white supremacy, in 2022. I'm in a neighborhood where, you know, a governor next door to me, this week, made the case that a rainbow on a t-shirt at Target is destroying our democracy. That's nonsense. That's just insane. And I think most people here in Minnesota agree. Walz said, failing to mention that the Pride Month apparel was not the specific source of Noem's criticism in the remark he was supposedly reacting to. The fact that he immediately pointed to those concerned about the LGBTQ+ push by woke corporations, without Noem actually focusing on that in her specific remark, is even more telling, as it shows how Walz really feels about Americans who are sick of the pro-LGBTQ+ agenda being shoved down their throats, and those of their children. It should also be noted that Walz was always right there for a pro-transgender bill in 2023, targeting out-of-state youths for irreversible medical services, per Minnesota Democrat Representative Lee Fink. Terry Schilling, the CEO of the American Principles Project, described that bill as literally state-sanctioned kidnapping.